With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Milwaukee, start your engines. It's time to talk about all things racing. NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, and Formula One. This is the Final Inspection Show, presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now, here's your host, Steve Zocchi.
Hey, party people, what's happening? It's the Polish Pipe Bomb in for Steve Zocchi. He's live at Road America. We've got IndyCar racing in the state of Wisconsin. How exciting is that? The gates are open. Fans are welcome. They will take a sellout. There is no restrictions out at Road America this weekend for the amount of fans. So pack that place. This is the Final Inspection Show right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, brought to you, of course, by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. They've got great racing all weekend long. Get your ass to the track. It is a gorgeous day. Road America going on. Wilmot's got some big races going on. Great Lakes, there is racing everywhere. It is very easy to find. Get out to the track. Keep this great racing local. And the National Touring Series, keep them in business. We love it. And it'd be good to get out there with a few thousand of your best friends and smell the fumes and everything and hear the roaring engines going. Oh, man. I hope you guys all get out to the track this weekend and have a great time. We got a great show for you lined up today. Before I run it down for you, let me give a big shout-out to Mayor Mitch Ross, who is producing the show today. Mr. Mayor had himself a birthday this past week, so I want to wish you a happy birthday, Mitch, and hope you had a fantastic day there.
Thank you, Jeff. It was. Yeah. The big 3-1.
31.
Yeah,
oh, my
that's,
God.
That's sounds worse than it is, I think, but, you know, we will we'll charge on for sure.
You
got a couple years left under my belt, and then it'll be time probably. 31 years old already.
Yeah, you're almost halfway to AARP. So
yeah, you know, that'll be next.
Yeah, 31. There's not a whole hell of a lot to look forward to from there, except retirement. You know, when you know you're growing up, 16. You know, so you can drive. 18, so you can you know, basically, so you're an adult, can move out and stuff like that. 21, so you can legally drink, even mm-hmm. though a lot of us partake many years before that. And
I think it's 23, you're off your parents' insurance.
Yeah.
Ideally, then, or maybe it's 26. Yeah, it's 26. 25, you can rent a car, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And pretty much after that, it's just another day.
After that, if you're not married, you're looking forward to retirement. If you are married, you're just looking forward to death, like I am. So it's all downhill from here, Mitch. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you, Jeff.
I also want to give a big shout-out to Leo, a friend of the show, listens all the time. Leo would call me when I was back in the studio. I'm still locked at home. So I'm in my dining room studio doing the show. Mitch is at the actual radio station. They won't let me in there till this big Corona hoax is over. And so I miss talking to Leo every week. So, Leo, thanks for listening all the time, bud. And keep the faith, and hopefully you're getting out to the track and seeing live racing. Shout out to my buddy Wayne, who's over at my house hanging up some lights right now as I move this week, and I'm trying to get my old house ready to sell. So that's enough about me. This first hour is going to be jam-packed. We got Dennis Michelson about to join the show now for a couple segments. We're going to talk some NASCAR. We got Eddie Lapine. He's going to join the show right about 12:30. And then Steve Zocchi is going to be a guest on his own show at 12:45-ish. And then he'll be doing the 1 o'clock hour live from Road America. And you'll get tons of great coverage up there. But let's head out to the Great Midwest Bank hotline and bring in a true American hero. If you look up the 4th of July in the dictionary, you see George Washington and you see Dennis Michelson. Dennis, how you doing, buddy?
Wow, what an introduction.
Well, you know, you're Captain America, my brother. Thanks for coming on.
Well, it's always great to spend some of my Saturday afternoon with the Polish Pipe Bomb, man. It's a good thing. It's always a good thing.
You lie well, and that's why I give you compliments. most people avoid it. Even Steve won't take my calls anymore. So I appreciate it. I would imagine you're half in the bag already, which is why you answered the phone when I called. But I appreciate that, so thank you. Obviously, last week we had NASCAR at Indianapolis. Tons of storylines there. The race, for the most part, wasn't the most exciting. It did get exciting at the end when Kevin Harvick, who dominated most of that race, him and Denny Hamlin by far, had the best cars all day long out at Indy, pretty much how they've had the best cars all year long when it comes to NASCAR, especially after they came back from the great Corona hoax and brought the racing back. But when Harvick got behind Hamlin and was racing to catch up to him and just trying to keep the pressure on him because he knew, and Rodney Childress told him that, you know, that Denny was getting close on tire wear, and just keep the pressure on him, and hopefully the tires will go on Denny's car, and boom, his tire goes, he goes into the wall, and Harvick picks up another Brickyard 400 win. What was your biggest takeaway from that race, Dennis?
Yeah, it's been amazing how those two guys have risen to the top of the NASCAR Cup Series this year. I'm doing my power rankings over at frontstretch.com every Wednesday. And, you know, it's not even a close call who's 1 and 2 right now. It's obviously Harvick and Hamlin. You know, Harvick just kept coming at him, and we did see a lot of tire trouble at Indianapolis. Not as bad as that one year where tires were going about every 6 to 8 laps, and it turned the race into a farce. But we continue to see some tire wear issues at Indianapolis because these teams are, you know, with the less power down the straightaways, these guys are just cornering so fast, and it's putting such a wear and tear on the outer edge of that right front tire. And sure enough, it was a case of not necessarily who had the fastest car, but who was able to keep the Goodyear rubber under them. And Harvick has been just unbelievable all year long. But like you say, especially since they came back from the pandemic break, he's won a third of the races. So that's the kind of a pace we have not seen in NASCAR for quite some time, because that would normally equate to a 12-win season. And when was the last time we saw somebody, you know, in double digits? It's not the way NASCAR is run now, with all everything supposedly being even.
Yeah, that's true. And it is like pretty much the last two victories that Kevin Harvick had, he won, but it seemed like Denny Hamlin had the better car. Now, Denny Hamlin has 4 wins on the season, but he probably should have won at Bristol. And if his tires weren't going and he didn't pop his tire and slam into the wall, he would have won at Indianapolis. So Hamlin sitting at 4 should be sitting at 6. And, you know, I mentioned it last week. Everybody thought last year was a career year for Denny Hamlin. And, man, he's making last year look foolish with how well he's running this year. So, yeah, with your power rankings, you got 1A, 1B, Harvick, Hamlin, however you choose to put those guys. And then there's a pretty big gap until you get to the guy in third place down there. But how about a shout-out for Eric Amarola? You know, he is just he's got, I think, five straight top five finishes now. Another real tough race where, you know, he was sitting there and he was racing up front all day long and they had a legitimate shot to take a win if Harvick could have caught Hamlin and, you know, things would have played out a little bit better for Almirola. He could have found himself in victory lane too.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I've been joking the last 3 weeks on power rankings that I'm the reason that Eric Almirola was able to turn it all around, because I threatened for 2 weeks straight when he was struggling. I said, if he doesn't get another top 10 soon, he's dropping out of the top 16 here. I'm not going to be carrying him any longer. And now he's gone on this nice streak of being a contender. So Eric, if you're listening down there in Kentucky Speedway, you know, send the check, my brother, send the check. I've managed to get your season to turn around, and, you know, just a little gratuity would be nice.
Oh, absolutely. And I mentioned it last week or the week before, too, where, you know, I thought going into this season with both Almirola and Clint Bowyer in contract years at Stewart Haas, at the beginning of the year, I would have given the edge to Clint Bowyer securing his ride for next year. And he finally had a good finish the first time since, you know, since dinosaurs walked the earth, it seems like. But Almirola has just outraced him left and right, up and down so far this year.
Yeah, they've both been contenders, but Bowyer has found a way to, you know, snatch a good finish out of the jaws, you know, not quite the jaws of victory, but he's been able to figure out a way to take a top 10 finish and turning it in to about a 22nd place finish. So yeah, he's struggled at finding the finish line, but he's been really strong this year too. That whole Stewart Haas team has been really good. And then of course the Rook has been kind of, you know, hot and cold over there. But I expect him to come around too. There's no doubt that Stewart Haas Racing really has this thing figured out.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. They, you know, everything's pointing in the right direction for Stewart Haas, and they've got the speed. They've got, you know, they get the handling figured out and everything. So I think that, you know, things are definitely looking up for them. But I do expect, when I look into the Pipe Bomb's crystal ball, I fully expect Kyle Larson to be running for Stewart Haas next year. My only question is, will it be in Amarola's car or will it be in Bowyer's car? Right now I'm thinking it's Bowyer, but who will be gone and replaced by Kyle Larson at Stewart Haas for next season. Am I crazy on that, or you think there's a chance?
Well, you know, based on performance, and especially based on performance recently, that would be the way you would think about it. But this is the NASCAR Cup Series, where in addition to performance, it's sponsor ability to hold a sponsor that's very important. So I think at the end of the year, one of those two guys is likely to be out, with Kyle Larson being in if he is approved to come back by NASCAR, and I wouldn't see a reason that they wouldn't. And if he wants to come back to NASCAR, he is just having a ball with the dirt track racing. Has he put enough money away that he could say, the heck with this, I'm just going to enjoy the kind of racing that I enjoy more? You know, those are the questions right now. Eric Almirola seems to be sponsor friendly, but so is Clint Bowyer. Those commercials with Mobile One, you know, with him and Harvick, you know, I would think that Mobile One would want him to stay, because he's such a good brand ambassador. But, you know, that's the question nowadays, is it's based on more about sponsor appeal than it will be about performance on the track.
Yeah, I would just I would be absolutely shocked if they move on from Cole Custer
to bring in Kyle Larson, because Custer, you know, like you said, he's had some ups and downs, a lot more downs than ups so far this season, but that's what you expect from a rookie and a guy who's, you know, just trying to make his mark. And, you know, what a great opportunity for him to sit there and learn from Boyer, Almirola, and Harvick.
Yeah, his dad, Joe Custer, is an executive with that race team, so he's not going anywhere. I don't believe he'll go anywhere, as long as he doesn't all of a sudden start really looking awful out there and they decide to demote him back down to Xfinity or something like that. But as long as he is showing cup-worthy performances, and he is, it doesn't matter necessarily if you get the finish. Remember, I think Jeff Gordon had like 8 DNFs because of crashes his rookie year. It worked out pretty good, being patient with him. So rookies are gonna have problems. So I just think he's shown that he can be competitive, and that's the key to keeping his ride, because you know he does have the home advantage there, if you will, to keep in his ride. I definitely think that Boyer and Almirola, basically being almost the same age, so it's not going to be an age thing. It's going to come down to a sponsorship thing, and you know it'll be interesting to see who wins that, because both of them have some sponsor appeals with sponsors that are only on that car because of them.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, we got to take a break. Before we head to break, and when we come back, we will look forward to the race tomorrow in the Cup Series at Kentucky, and we'll talk a little Xfinity. They just had the back-to-back races at Kentucky Thursday night and Friday night, and there was some fisticuffs after the race last night, so we'll get into that as well. But real quick, Dennis, before we go to break, how long will the race on Sunday be delayed before the start?
That is the question that seems to be always the question. You know, probably we'll be having some issues with that. I'll actually check the weather forecast for you here in my crystal ball and on the old weather model site here during the break, and I'll let you know.
Fantastic. All right, we got a lot more to come. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe, I'm in for Steve Zaki so far today. Steve will join the show at 12:45 and be live from Road America the whole time, 1 to 2 as well. We will be right back. We're sponsored by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. More of the Final Inspection Show right after this.
Final Inspection. Final Inspection. Now, Dennis Michelson of D-Mike Media is here to give us the inside track on NASCAR and the world of short track racing.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, brought to you, of course, by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway out in Union Grove. Get out to the track, smell the fumes, listen to the tires squeal, watch some great racing, grab some great food and some frosty beverages, and have yourself one hell of a perfect summer day. Fantastic day out there to get to all the events that are going on around town. And if you're stuck at home, flip on. You got NASCAR ARCA Series today, Truck Series today from Kentucky. You got the Cup Series out in Kentucky tomorrow. Plenty of racing all over the map, so you got no excuse. Get it and enjoy it. We go back out to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Welcome back, Dennis Michelson in Dennis, Kentucky. Let's talk quickly first about the back-to-back Xfinity races out there. Both won by Austin Cindric. He straight dominated last night's race. He didn't take the lead for good on Thursday night's race till real close to the end. But last night, man, there was some times he had a good 12-13 second lead, and he just ran away with it. Austin Cindric, I sat there and, you know, I always knew the kid had talent, and I thought he was going to be good, and I really started to like him after his fight with the super soft Kaz Grala.
and what a just a wuss Grala made himself look like when him and Cindric were going back and forth at each other. But how good does Austin Cindric have a chance to be?
Oh, he is an unbelievable race car driver. I got to meet him when he was about 15, and he was racing some rallycross cars. And I was just amazed at how he could wheel those things. And then, of course, followed him up into racing in the IMSA sports car series. And he was successful and won at that level as well before coming to NASCAR full time. This is a kid who can flat out drive anything you put him in. And I wouldn't be shocked that someday with the Penske connection that this kid would try his hand at the Indianapolis 500 as well. He's just a natural talent behind in any kind of car. And I think he can get it done in any kind of car. And I think he's definitely starting to show some maturity when it comes to racing in NASCAR because he's getting this idea of these longer races. And he just flat out dominated. He had over a 12-second lead late in that race last night before the caution came out, and then was still able to hold off after the restart. So just a very dominant effort. It's not all car. It's a lot of driver to go with the really good car as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the kid's got a world of talent. My concern with him is that before these last couple races, he always had a competitive car. They were, you know, usually fast right off the truck and, you know, was very competitive. And it just seemed like when the lights got bright at the end and everybody's pushing that extra little, you know, extra little bit to squeeze out all the speed they can out of their car, that he was coming up a little bit short. And he sure proved on Thursday night that the kid can close. And then yesterday with the dominating win, that he can dominate a race from start to finish as well. So he showed me a lot last night. Late in that race, you had a little dust up between Noah Gregson and Harrison Burton. And Harrison Burton got the short end of that stick last night. And then they had exchanged some words on pit road. And then Noah Gregson started swinging on Harrison Burton. What'd you think of the fight last night?
Well, it was pretty obvious that, you know, Harrison Burton was not happy with how he had been raced. And, you know, I was a little confused by that because I didn't think it was that egregious of a move. Maybe he just was upset because it was like for eighth or ninth place, not for the win. But anyway, it was obvious they were having a very calm discussion. But then I think Harrison Burton realized that, hey, Noah Gregson, you're not wearing a mask. And that's when he started pushing and shoving him because he said, get away. I want you to social distance from me. And then, of course, you know, Noah Gregson was upset at being pushed. So he's, you know, not one that wants to social distance, apparently. So he was upset about being told that he wasn't wearing a mask, so he started swinging. That's the way I'm piecing this one together. It's all because Noah Gregson forgot to put on his mask and Harrison Burton took offense to it. I think that's really what led to the whole altercation. But at the end of the day, Noah Gregson is a lot tougher and a lot stronger than Harrison Burton. I don't know if you want to poke the bear. Because sometimes the bear will bite back.
Yeah, you know, physicality-wise, I agree. I think racing-wise, I think Noah Gregson has more talent than Harrison Burton, but I don't think he's got nearly the smarts that Harrison Burton has. So if you match those guys up head-to-head and, you know, whether they stay in Xfinity for a while or whether they both move up to Cup or whatever, I think that if they are in similar equipment, I think over the long haul, Harrison Burton will have a better career than Noah Gregson. He does not seem like a very intelligent race car driver from where I sit, and I could be totally wrong. But what do you think on that, Dennis? Yeah, I don't know if I would say that yet, although Gregson does seem to find ways to make those moves late in a race to cost himself a better finish. So maybe there's something to that. You know, Harrison Burton's got the breeding on his side. You know, he's from a family that has proven that they can get it done at any level. I mean, both the Burton brothers were just awesome race yeah. car drivers. You know, it's just, I don't know. I sometimes wonder about some of these drivers that get up into Xfinity and trucks right now, if they're not there just because of money versus talent. And when you get into that situation, that's when you start making the mistakes like some of these guys do late in the race. There's, you know, it's not like the old days where you only got graduated up to the next level if a team owner thought you were ready because he was paying all the bills. Now, with the drivers bringing a lot of their own sponsorship or their own money to get in that ride, it's a lot harder to figure out why someone is in a ride and why they're not. You know, it's just the sport's changed so much, you're just not sure what you're seeing. But I agree. I think Harrison Burton, I've been impressed with that kid ever since he was about 12 or 13 and winning late model races. The kid came up the right way through racing, and he continues, I think, to look better as he gets into bigger, heavier cars on bigger tracks. I think he's going to be a good race car driver.
I agree. We got to get to a break here quickly. Dennis, real quick, when the hell is Kyle Busch going to win a race? And who's your pick for Kentucky tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to pick Kyle Busch tomorrow.
He's
going to win tomorrow, if weather permits. They're going to have some pretty nasty, severe weather hitting the track late tonight, early tomorrow, and then repeat performance of storms during the day tomorrow as well. So I'm not so bullish on them getting the race in unless it's going to be a late Sunday night, another long night of NASCAR waiting to get in on a rain delay.
Yeah, well, why would tomorrow be any different than the last few weeks have been? Mother Nature hates NASCAR, and she'll probably continue to keep up the hate this tomorrow as well. Real quick, Wednesday night, we've got the All-Star Race. Guys running for $1 million at Bristol Motor Speedway on Wednesday night. They're going to have the stupid undercarriage lights, which, you know, they're hyping the hell out of. I think it's stupid and ridiculous, but that's just me. Who's your pick for who's cashing that $1 million?
Oh, I'm going to take Harvick. He's okay. Been the best, and he really knows how to get around this new version of Bristol. He's led a ton of laps there since the repave. I will take Mr. Kevin Harvick to win on Wednesday, and I agree with you. I don't need another gimmick. I just need good racing.
Damn straight, Dennis. Well, thank you so much for joining the show. You are a true American, and we love you. So thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it. And Dennis Michelson, he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Coming up next on the Final Inspection Show, we're going to get in touch with Eddie Lapine, who's going to be live from Florida. Going to talk a little F1 and sports cars. Stay tuned. More of the Final Inspection Show coming up next, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove.
This is Final Inspection with Steve Zocchi,
presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove
on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff Orlovsky, the Polish Pipe Bomb, in for Steve Zocchi. He will join the show live from Road America coming up in the next segment, and be with you live from Road America the entire 1 o'clock hour as well. We get to back out to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, head down to sunny Florida, and welcome in Eddie Lapine. Eddie, how you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm
little disappointed I'm not at Road America this weekend for starters. But
yeah, I mean, I bet.
Very challenging times right now. Was at Daytona last weekend, so I haven't missed the IndyCar race at Road America for a long time. So yeah, it's this race season has been one of new challenges.
Yeah, you could say that again. It definitely has, and I've been out of Road America the last ton of years as well, and am not out there this weekend either. So I feel your pain. It's not the same. But what was your experience like out in Daytona last week?
Well, it was a monumental weekend for Corvette. They won their 100th race in IMSA and sports car racing. It was just not the same, though. Going there to experience it, very minimal people there. It took quite a while to get in, double checks to get into the pit area, to see some of the drivers, and you know, everybody's got masks on, and it's definitely a different type of challenge this year in racing with minimal teams, and feeling the pain, you know, a lot of people getting laid off in the racing industry because they don't need them at the track now. So it's tough, but you know, it was nice to go to the track and hear the noise and smell the race fuel. I definitely missed it for a couple months now.
Oh, hell yeah. I do too. And you know, it's a great point because, you know, everybody's hurting. You know, 40 million people lost their jobs because of, you know, the pandemic and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, it's hard because the race teams are hurting, the race tracks are hurting. And it's not just the teams, you know, they're running with less employees. But think of all the track employees, from security to the guy who sells hot dogs and sells all the beer and everything like that. You know, everybody's hurting, and it's tough, which is why, you know, I urge you, especially if you were able to get through this time with, you know, not losing a job, not getting furloughed, you know, you're pretty much in the same position that you were. Get out and support the racing, whether it's local, whether it's the National Touring Series. Get out to Road America. Get out to Great Lakes Dragway. Get out to Wilmot. Because these people, you know, they count on you to survive. We all love racing, or you wouldn't be listening to this fantastic radio program. And, you know, the only way to make sure that it continues strong is if people get up and get out and show out for it. So if you're comfortable, you know, get out there. And if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't and they let you in without it, you know, and you don't want to, then you're fine. So just, if you're comfortable, get out and try to support these guys. And, you know, I don't like telling people how to spend their money, but, you know, you can't sit there and complain that, you know, racing, which is a niche sport, one that we dearly love, but it is a niche sport. It's not the NFL. The NFL is going to be fine whether they play this season or not. They're not you don't have to worry about Camp Randall, you know, shutting down and not having college football anymore. If you don't get out to Great Lakes Dragway, if you don't get out to Wilmot and some of these local tracks and stuff, there's a chance that they will go away and not be there in the future, and that would be a damn shame for everybody.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. I just talked to Todd Thielen, the owner of Slinger Speedway, and a longtime friend, and actually we raced against each other many, many years ago. And we were talking about how, you know, they just had the Slinger Nationals there this week. And he says he's never had this type of, you know, interest. Now the crowds are really good and he's really happy because people don't have a lot of options right now. So they are going to those tracks, and you know, Slinger Speedway's been running on Sunday night, and it's been busy and good for him.
So, I mean, and you're right, Jeff. You need to support these functions, because we won't have them if this continues like this.
Yeah, I agree. And Eddie, like me, is a big concert goer. We're both Alice Cooper fanatics, and Alice postponed his show that the two of us were supposed to go to a couple months ago. That got pushed to November. And, you know, now I'm sitting here, fingers crossed, that I'm hoping that that goes on as well. So, you know,
you really made me depressed now that you brought that up. I was going to make it through this weekend, but now bringing that up, boy, I tell you, that really hurt.
Just throw on Welcome to My Nightmare, and on the CD player, you'll be fine, my friend.
Yeah, I guess I've watched enough old YouTube. I've watched enough. I actually watched Ford versus Ferrari. I think I was like probably the last race person to watch it. And
great movie.
Watching a lot of, you know, yeah, it was awesome. Highly recommended. Definitely. Yeah. It's for anybody to watch too. They did such a good job with it. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, there's a lot of other things affected by what's going on in the real world. And, you know, we forget about all of that when you see all the negativity going on. So hopefully this can pass and we can get back to a normal life again.
Yeah, I hear you. What's your early takeaways from the F1 season so far?
Well, it was pretty exciting last week. I mean, considering, you know, Hamilton's really dominated, and now his teammate stepped up to the plate and he swung and he won last weekend. Valtteri Bottas for Mercedes, and Lewis got a penalty for taking Albon out for the second time. He's done that now. So this weekend they're back in Austria at the same track, but different conditions today. There was like it looked like a Florida hurricane, but it went on for hours and hours, and they had a little time to get qualifying in, but it rained through the whole time and it got worse. And Lewis stepped back up and got the pole, and it should be an exciting race because there's a mixture of guys up there that normally aren't up there, and it'll be on tomorrow morning at 9 or 8, I think, your time. But it should be, you know, I mean, considering what they're going through too, I mean, and trying to be safe, it's pretty exciting to see them move forward and have racing. So
yeah, I agree.
Hopefully it'll be a good race tomorrow, at least.
Yeah,
safe.
I hope so. You know, F1, it's about time it starts getting exciting, because that series has sucked the last couple of years, if I do say so.
Tell me how you really feel, Jeff.
It's just, you know, it's boring. You know, it was a Hamilton show, and that was it.
Yeah, and quite frankly, the Ferraris are just really out to lunch. I mean, they qualified 10th and 11th, and they got some real major problems. So they should really be happy that they're going to put a budget on racing, because, I mean, they're the only team that can qualify 10th and 11th and spend $400 million a year.
Yeah.
Nothing to be proud of at this point.
Well, when you buy a couple Ferraris every year, you know, for yourself, Eddie, you know, you help keep them in business. So I'm sure they appreciate your support.
He must be talking to a different Eddie.
Who's your pick for IndyCar at Road America?
Well, that is exciting this weekend, and a doubleheader at Road America, and then you got the vintage coming up at Road America, and then you have the sports car race, which I'm crossing my fingers that I'll be up there for that. I don't know. I think every weekend, I mean, I can't believe Scott Dixon, how he's running this year. So, I mean, I'll tell you, after 20 years of racing, I think he's found the fountain of youth. I just can't believe how fast he's been this year with the new upgrades, with the cockpit, with the windscreen. I think Scott Dixon is just an amazing individual, driver, personality, and one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. So, I mean, what more can you ask for?
I hear you. All right, Eddie. Well, thank you so much for joining the show, and I hope you enjoy the racing over the weekend, my friend.
I will, Jeff. And you have a great weekend, too.
Thank you. Cheers to you. Eddie Lapine, he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan, Jeff, may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. That's greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Well, it's time, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, hide the women, hide the children. When we come back on the Final Inspection Show, Steve Zocchi is going to be on the air. So prepare yourselves. We got more coming up right after this. Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show right here, Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb, about to turn over the show back to Steve Zocchi. He's on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, live from Road America. Steve, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. The weather is beautiful. The humidity has kind of moved out. It's a typical beautiful Wisconsin summer day. We have Offenhauser's warming up in the background. What can be better than that?
Yeah, not much, man. That sounds perfect to me. I'm sorry I'm not there with you. I'm just thankful that we were able to wake you up, and you got up from being passed out underneath the bar stool at Deakins to join the show.
Yeah, there were some festivities going on last night. Always a good time in downtown Elkhart Lake, and it's just a neat event for the fans up here. Of course, it's we got two races this weekend for the NTT IndyCar Series and the Rev Group Grand Prix. Today, this afternoon, we have race number one. Qualifying will be here in just a bit. And then tomorrow, an earlier race. They're going to do the race tomorrow at 11:30. And then after that, of course, the NASCAR Cup Series at Kentucky. And then in between that, we have the Vintage Indy Group is at Road America. We got 23 vintage Indy cars dating from the 1930s all the way up to the 1990s. Some of these cars have raced here in the past. We got the Emerson Fittipaldi Patrick Racing Arch 86C here that he ran in the rain back in the day. We have an AJ Foyt Copenhagen Legal that was here. An old Penske PC6 Chevrolet that ran here a few times, and a few other cars. So some neat stuff out here at Road America. We have old vintage Indy Roadsters out here, and just kind of something for everybody out here. Neat stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Real quick, what was your takeaway from last week's NASCAR race at Indianapolis?
What a wild finish, and I tell you what, there's a lot of people that I don't think, they won't say this, on the air, of course, but I don't think Goodyear is the most popular tire in Indianapolis or in Charlotte right now, especially if you're Denny Hamlin. I mean, that's one he wanted really bad, and, the multiple failures they had out there, it's got to be heartbreaking for him, and to be, put yourself in that position. We've been saying it for, between him and Kevin Harvick, they've really separated themselves from the field. So those two are basically, they know the other guy is the one they're looking for. So here you got Denny Hamlin. I'm like, I'm in position to win this race. This is a race I wanted to win, and I got my main competitor, Kevin Harvick, behind me. Boom, he's in the wall. He's out of the race, and then, Harvick wins. So, so frustrating for him.
Yeah, I bet it was. I don't feel bad for Denny. He's got four wins in his pocket. He should have won Bristol, which would have been five, and he should have won Indy, which would have been six. So You know, he's just been wheeling like crazy, has great equipment. So my heart doesn't break for Denny as it would for, you know, somebody who was going after their first win or somebody who hasn't won yet that's trying to secure their spot in the playoffs. My biggest takeaway from Indianapolis, it took me 45 minutes until I really missed the coverage being on Fox. The NBC announcers were god-awful, absolutely terrible. I'm sitting there, I'm watching the race. I got my wife, she comes, sits down next to me, and, you know, we're just sitting there eating lunch, watching, and she's like, I can't understand what any of these guys are saying. They all talk the same, and it's just awful. I couldn't agree more, so I definitely missed the coverage on Fox there. Who's your pick for Kentucky tomorrow and then the All-Star race at Bristol on Wednesday night in NASCAR?
Maybe Blaney or one of the Penske cars, which is really good, especially in the Xfinity race. You know, Austin Cindric with his two wins at Kentucky, they've really stepped up. And the Fords in general between him and Briscoe and the Fords in the Xfinity series look very strong. So, you know, you got to pick one of those two. I mean, who else at this point? But it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, Wednesday night, we've been a proponent of this for a while that, you know, let's take it to a different track and maybe do a weekday race. So it'd be interesting to see how the public, you know, tunes into that race Wednesday night.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad that the All-Star race isn't at Charlotte because they had many years where the racing there was fairly boring. And it's nice to see it at a track, especially because, you know, Bristol had a handful of years that was a snooze fest as well, but they seem to have gotten their act together after the repave and stuff like that. That's actually been a pretty exciting race there the last few times. And besides the stupid undercarriage lights, I'm actually kind of looking forward to watching the All-Star race. So any final thoughts before I turn the show over to you for the next hour, Steve?
No, like I said, just looking forward and appreciating being out in the sun and fun out here at Road America. And after the break, we'll be talking to David Hobbs, of course, talking to Formula One with him. And then we'll be also talking to his son, Guy Hobbs, who's going to be doing, if you're out and about at Road America, come on out to Siepkins tonight for a kind of a Q&A session with some of the biggest people in auto racing at Siepkins tonight. So it's free to the public, and it's just a way to kind of enjoy the festivities this weekend in Elkhart Lake and Road America.
Well, that's fantastic. I wish I could be out there with you, Steve. I hope you have a great time, and I'll talk to you next week.
Very good. Appreciate it, Jeff.
All right, sounds good. When the final inspection returns, more Steve Zocchi live from Road America, Hobbs Sandwich, and a second hour just jam-packed with stuff from Road America. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back with the second hour of the Final Inspection Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway out in Union Grove.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.